Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Glazer.
It's now a podcast. She's got her best friend. Time to car on it, and then it will last. You know it's gonna be good forever. Oversharing about their personal lives, dating, sex, whatever. Pop culture, trying to understand the news, making fun of whatever and just whoever they choose.
Subscribe now to You Up on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. You better listen if you're feeling good, or it will cheer you up if you're feeling like crap.
Called You Up with Nikki Glazer. Yeah, it's called You Up with Nikki Glazer. You know the style and you know that flavor. Subscribe to You Up with Nikki Glazer.
You can also listen every morning. Never mind, I nailed it! You can also listen every Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Sirius XM Comedy Central Radio. Don't edit that, it was perfect.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Is that a saying?
Ooh ha ha.
Ooh ha ha.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jess McKenna.
That's Scott Passarella on the keys.
King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. That's Dana on the drums. We got everyone here.
We got male person Stacy.
We got engineer Ryan. We got Devin and Osick. What are they doing? You'll never know and we'll never tell. But they're here.
We're feeling good. We're feeling alive.
Feeling alive. Let's time stamp this one.
It's Monday morning.
It's 10 a.m. The best time to sing with your voice.
Someone, I'm talking to you, Eastman Presser, write a thesis about the differences in our episodes based on the time that they're recorded.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere there is an academic document that is chronicling the nonsense that comes out of Jess and I's mouth and in an attempt to make it smart. So thank you for that. Also, you can't. Also, impossible.
We're feeling good. We're feeling good. Alive.
You know, part of the reason we're feeling so very, very good, though.
Because we have just one of our most favorite guests.
We're just so most favorite that we just keep bringing her back. And
guys,
she says, no, I don't want to. And
the we clamor. Please give it up for yourselves in your heart that you get to listen to her talent. She's the host of Supergroup. It's Tawny Newsome.
Hi. You guys, I love it. I love it here. I love it 10 a.m. here.
I love it 10 a.m. here.
I love Monday 10 a.m.
here. I'll be here at 10 a.m. here.
What did you guys do last night?
I went to a soccer game. I went to the Los Angeles Football Club. I finally committed on which hat I was going to buy. I've gone to like 5 games and I'm like, which hat? And then I bought a hat last night.
For the audio listeners and not the people that are in the room hiding and we just don't see you, the hat is a white hat with gold letters
it's
LA
good.
And there are wings on the A. It is a good hat.
And you know, I wear a lot of flat bills and they make a lot of really good flat bills for LAFC.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe I have too many flat bills.
Yeah.
And I even have a black flat bill, which is the signature LAFC hat. So I went total opposite. They literally call this hat the dad hat. This is a ball cap with the like brass adjuster thing at the back.
It's very Titleist.
It's good.
Yeah, I feel like it's my way. It's my normcore vibes. It's my like, you know, thank you so much. Good job describing this hat, Zach.
Hey, you're welcome. Tanya, what'd you do last night?
I sat with friends at like, it wasn't supposed to be a bar. It was supposed to be like a drink and like some bites. But I ended up shouting all night like I was at a bar.
Hell yeah.
So Jess and I both are in very fine voice from being at shouting events.
Yeah.
Cool. I walked to a Subway sandwich restaurant and like closed it down. Like
Hell
the dude
yeah.
was not happy to be having to make a very big tuna sandwich for me.
Oh, that's good to get that ordering. End of the night.
Yeah,
tuna. It was truly the end
tuna.
Of the tuna. I don't know what was happening. It's like ever since I stopped eating all meat except for fish, like that's the only sandwich there that I can have.
Sure.
And I go to Subway maybe once a year. It is not a frequent stop for me.
It's good to go end of the night. Sunday.
Yeah.
The dude was not happy that I was there. And as I was leaving, I saw him making what was clearly like the, this is the one for me on the way out. It was just like, me. Cheese.
Hot tip from my good college pal, Andrew, who worked at Subway as a high school job.
Sorry, real quick. Scott, can you play the sting for Subway Hacks with Jess McKenna? Welcome to Subway Hacks.
This is by way of a former sandwich artist who said that really those veggie delights with a veggie patty.
So good.
Is really good.
I have that all the time.
I saw that there and I was like, I'm not going to get into this veggie patty.
Apparently he's like, and he's not veg. He's like, dude, I see those cold ass cuts and they are not appetizing. I'll tell you what it is. Not like not actual shade at the product. Like, don't feel bad about eating at Subway. But like his overexposure.
For him,
yes.
Yeah.
The veggie patty is actually really good when you put all the fresh veggies on it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've eaten a lot of that.
No more
patty.
Night fish for me.
No more night fish. This has been Subway Hacks with Jess McKenna.
you guys.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Honestly, this chat could last forever. It feels like I'm in a bath. Like it is the emotional equivalent of a warm bath.
Have you heard of those bath? Those like this is not an American thing, but like those group baths in Japan that are always like featured on every cartoon in the world.
Can I tell you that's my number one favorite thing to do when I travel? I don't care. I'll be naked with all the oldest Japanese ladies, the oldest Swiss ladies. Anywhere I go, I find an onsen or a hot spring.
And are they like are they really like outside or
stuff?
A lot
of them are outside, yeah. And sometimes there's monkeys in them, straight up. I love it.
We cut to an outdoor bath. It's beautiful. There's monkeys in it. Just a bunch of old ladies lying around in a bath. ladies, you know what I'm thinking?
What?
If I had to choose three things that make me happy, it's being old, being in a bath, being near monkeys. The steamy, steamy water and the monkeys swinging around. And the hot spring bubbles that make that bubble sound.
You're saying there's three things.
Specifically, three things I love about hot springs. How about you?
I also love things 1, 2, and 3,
four, 5, and 6.
Those things are different.
Three things
you love about hot springs. Hey guys, can I be a bit of
pass me the scrubber brush.
Oh, you want this?
Can you pass me the fresh one on the wall? But thank you for trying to give me yours.
You want this one?
I'd still like a fresh one from the wall.
Hey. Claire, why don't you want to share scrubber brushes with us?
Well, there's a posted sign that says everyone gets their own scrubber brush, so I feel like we should observe the hygienic rules here.
Okay. Here you go.
Thank you so much. So, you guys, is this your neighborhood bath?
This is the bath that we're always at. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say this is my neighborhood bath.
Okay.
I mean, there's one that's actually a little bit closer to where I live, but smaller.
Oh, I hate a small bath.
Yeah, bubble zone.
No, bubble zone's too small for me.
Also, it's fed from a natural spring, but it's put into a man-made basin, and I prefer all natural.
Yeah.
Me too. I like there to be real dirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you guys been to Splish Splash?
Splish Splash. What's that one?
It's only open on Saturday night.
Is that the one where you're taking a bath and nothing else?
Yeah.
And that's like...
It only has a bath, and it's like only open Saturday night.
Rub-a-dub-dub? Is that part of it?
Is that the one that has Rub-a-dub-dub is next to Splish Splash.
Okay, great.
Okay. So you know how you're in the corner of like Cherimoya and Highland?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Splish Splash is the entrance on Cherimoya.
Okay.
Rub-a-dub's the entrance is on Highland.
And they are different, but they have the same ownership?
They have the same natural spread source of water.
You guys, can we talk about how everyone told us to be afraid of the big one, but when it happened, it just made rad hot springs everywhere in LA?
It really did.
It's been great.
That movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson that was like their big...
Skyscraper?
No.
Men in Black?
No.
Is he in that?
I don't know.
No, but I wish he was. Wouldn't it be better?
Fast and Furious?
Oh, if Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in Men in Black?
Wow.
That I had that device from Men in Black that makes me forget the original Men in Black, so I could remember a Men in Black with The Rock.
I wish someone would put a little light in front of my face and flash me and then be like, have you seen Men in Black? And I'd say no, and they'd say it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I wish that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was an alien who was inside himself, and when he peeled back his face, another Dwayne The Rock Johnson came out and said, I'm a rock. Could take the first one back and put the rock in Men in Black.
Put the rock in Men in Black. But no, he's not in that
one. And he's not in two or three.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. But you guys, you know, remember how they told us that when the big one happened, that monkeys would be everywhere.
Like Planet of the Apes.
And we thought they'd be in our foodstuffs and, you know, just tearing apart our homes. But instead, they just wanted to take baths. So it's kind of nice that these hot springs erupted and that all the monkeys flocked to it.
Yeah, honestly, like, everything about the big one has been rad. Like, no, literally not one death.
Not one death.
No.
During or since?
No. Yeah, weird.
No one has died since
the big earthquake.
Wait a minute. That's weird, right?
Yeah, because it's been...
Years.
Jen, Lewis, do you think that the big one cured murder?
Okay, that's hypothesis number one. Guys, here's my scarier second hypothesis.
I think we're about to have the same one. What if the big one killed everyone.
And this, I guess this is heaven. Because, like, it's certainly not hell. I get to hang out with my two best friends, monkeys, and be in a hot spring. And I can remember my life, and I'm not, like, being poked or prodded. It could be purgatory, in which, like, purgatory is actually, like, pretty chill.
If it's purgatory,
sign me up.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, so here are working theories.
Okay.
Cured murder.
Yeah.
It's heaven.
Yeah.
It's purgatory. Or is there a fourth one where like...
Yeah, it's just been like a good streak of no one dying for like 2 years.
Like maybe it shook everyone up and they were like, you know, that was close. We shouldn't kill each other anymore. Like maybe knocked some sense.
What about
into
just
people.
Even like old ass age?
But how would you know? Like for real, old ass age is like taking people out on the reg.
That's true. The fact that it slowed its roll is a sign of something strange.
My question is, here's one.
Okay.
Matrix style life simulation.
I love
Thank you.
In the Matrix.
Is he in that?
Oh, God, I wish he was in that.
He's not?
I don't think he's in that.
Only.
I wish I could go back to when they unplugged the little thing at the back of my neck, and it's like, hello, I'm not Keanu Reeves, I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I wish I could go back before I took the pill of a color, and I could make a new Matrix where it's all rock and we love each other. Can I say something controversial? I like Lawrence Fishburne, but I think The Rock would have done better because he has more gravitas and nobody thinks so because he was a wrestler.
Oh yeah, I was casting him as Neo, but that's much better casting. He should have been Yeah, but he also wasn't in that one, though.
Guys, I feel like I might be in some kind of purgatory. Because remember, I used to be such a movie buff. So maybe we are dead?
Can we not worry about it too much? Because I feel like this conversation is really like, what I want to do is just hang out with my best friends in this hot tub and like, look at these monkeys bath. Sorry, not a hot tub.
I mean, it is like, a tub and it's hot.
I mean, listen, like, literally no one is going to unpack that. You know, like, that's like, we're not.
Thank you.
You want us to spend time, like, nitpicking the fact that you said hot tub? That would be, like, so jerk of us.
I don't know. I just feel rude. Like there are situations in which that definitely would happen. And I appreciate that you two are not those people.
Well, I feel like, you know, we could do that. Like, if it was a different day, a different time of day, maybe a different room in this building, we might do that. But, like, here, there's no need.
There's no need.
You guys, thank you for making this less of a hot springs and more of a safe springs. You would think when you get into boiling water that it's gonna hurt a lot and you're gonna be afraid. You would think that people would jump right down your throat when you tried to say hot springs. But you messed it up today. But you make me feel safe and warm, and it isn't the hot springs. You make me feel like I could never fail at anything. You make me feel so brave today. It's not a hot springs, it's a springs that is safe.
Started this trend when I was talking about The Rock. You could have slapped my hand and said, no girl, that's not what he was from, but you didn't. You allowed me to dream, and we all had a nice thought about what it could mean if he had a different resume, and that made me feel okay. So you set it up, you made spring safe.
You made this spring.
You made it safe.
You were like the stones that covered the dirt. You helped me not get burned and feel my self-worth. Let's not just nitpick like the monkeys do to their fur. Let's just be better to each other.
In the safe springs.
Safe
springs.
Mr. Musk.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I think someone's on to you.
I'm sorry.
Elon Musk
covered my tracks so well. What do you mean someone is on to me?
Well, it's so weird. You know, I was just doing my routine spying, lurking, gathering of intel for
yes.
you.
Yes.
And you're not going to believe this, but just three really supportive pals in one of the hot springs seem to have been the first people in years to have deduced that this is a simulation of your design. You
know, when I started SpaceX.
Yes.
minute.
It was all about one thing.
Tesla.
Getting up and,
Oh, sorry.
No, yes, let's go back. When I started Tesla, it was all about one thing, making cars.
Getting into space. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Hey, James?
I'm so sorry.
No, I totally get it.
No. I just didn't know, like, if you wanted me to know, and then it's like, oh, good job knowing, or like, if you...
Do I not praise you for your work enough?
Honestly,
James,
not really.
You're great.
Okay,
James,
sorry.
You're great. I couldn't do this without you.
Okay, I'll sit back. Sorry.
No, it's all good. Honestly, like, chime in, but like, let me finish the sentence.
Uh-huh.
Cool. When I started Tesla, it was all about one thing.
Cars.
Okay. Yes, it is cars, James. That is correct. It is cars.
Sorry.
Do you want to say it?
No, I...
What was it about, James?
Well, it sounded like...
James, I need you to say it now.
Cars.
It was about cars. Making cars that didn't use gas.
And could go to space.
And no, it was not about making cars. When I started SpaceX, that was about going to space
right.
And privatizing the space industry.
Right.
But it wasn't enough, James.
Okay, now you stop talking and it makes me feel like you want me to fill something in now.
Okay, you know what? James, I need you to be a little more comfortable with silence and pauses. Just a little more chill with time that is a void.
Sounds good.
James, just a little more comfortable with blank spaces instead of needing to fill a space because it makes me annoyed. I couldn't have made space.
Totally hear what you're saying.
Do you though? Because it seems like maybe you're missing the point. When I pause.
Good with pauses.
You're okay. I'm going to just tie this around your mouth for a second. SpaceX is not about space, it's about. Oh, now?
What?
Now
you're
How did you eat the thing I put in your mouth? It was wrapped around the back of your head.
I'll tell you, sir. I ate it because it's just a projection of the design you made in your mind. We are an experiment of space and time. We are all living in your simulation. You thought we were all a simulation. No one believed you, so you made your own simulation.
That's right. To clarify, the people in the hot springs are in a simulation that I made, but the rest of us are also in a simulation that I did not, which is why you could eat the thing that I tied around your mouth, which would seem to be physically impossible, but it's not because everything's a simulation. Everything's a simulation. Nothing is real. I, Elon Musk, will prove everything's a simulation.
You didn't believe, so he made you in a second one.
Martha, come in my office. The simulation's on the fritz.
Oh, really? What's wrong?
Martha, when I started
Amazon. Sorry, Mr. Bezos, which Martha were you asking for?
Both of the Marthas.
Okay.
When I started Amazon.com years ago, I just wanted textbooks for college kids. Then it turned into books for all people. Now you can get underwear and Tide.
Sure.
So
you can get paper towels.
And you can watch Catastrophe.
You can get a phone case.
You can watch The Marvelous Ms. Maisel.
You can listen to music.
You can watch Mozart in the Jungle.
You can order turkey jerky in bulk.
Good job, sir.
You can watch,
You don't know any of our...
Man in the High Tower.
No, I was thinking of that real fun cartoon.
Oh, thanks. Little Big Awesome.
You can watch Little Big Awesome right now on Amazon.
With
a Prime subscription, it's included already.
And you can get a diamond ring for your lady friend. You can do it all. The one thing that I couldn't do was change my life. So I built this simulation so that everyone could have the life I always dreamed.
And now what's wrong?
Elon Musk built a simulation inside of it.
Oh.
And now everyone's...
Wait,
double simulated.
Elon Musk is, just to clarify, is inside the simulation that you built for all people, right?
Yeah.
And he built another one in, okay.
He built it for some hot spring bullshit. He thinks so small. He's like, ooh, electric cars. I'm like, I could sell every kind of car.
And you do. In an app. And we got premium streaming content as well.
Yeah, he doesn't make TV.
We got Bosch.
He doesn't make TV.
Do we have Bosch?
We should have Bosch. Do we have Bosch?
We do. We also have Patriot. Have you seen Patriot?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So good.
I hear good things about Patriot.
It's so good. That guy is an idiot. He's like, let's make one thing electric. I'm like, let's make electricity.
Yeah.
Wait. Mr. Bezos.
Yeah, Martha.
Who simulated you?
No, we're real, right?
Do we know?
Crud Muffin. Are we not real?
Wait, we're real.
Yeah, we're real.
We have to be real.
Yeah, because you made the simulation.
I made it. I hired some nerds from MIT. They came to work for me. I paid them very little. And then we made this simulation.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, Martha?
It's just such an honor and pleasure to work for you and your big
idea. Wait, I'm mad now. You made me question my existence.
Wait.
Oh, shoot, Martha.
I'm mad now.
That's the number one rule of being Mr. Bezos Martha's is you don't make him question things. Oh, you didn't know the rule.
Oh, no, I just forgot it from the old rule. Yeah, you don't make him question things.
Because it makes him mad.
That's what the Marthas are supposed to not do. We should have learned that from the old Marthas before they got fired.
How dare you make me question myself? It's not good. It's not good for Bezos' health. You made me think I'm a ghost, and that is rude at most. It's also mean, 'cause I can't decipher who's real and who's not. You made me question if I'm real.
We made you question if you're real.
Martha's aren't supposed to do that, that's number one. It's a Martha rule. You should have reread the rule book. You should have read I gave you, it's a workable tool.
I wanted to read the rule book, but honestly I ran out of time. I spent my whole night binging premium content included with Amazon Prime.
You made me question myself.
Made you question yourself.
Question if I am real. Look, I'll give you whatever you want if you'll just take it back. Get one of those things that they had in, I don't know, Men in Black. Don't make me.
This.
What, Martha?
Look at the light.
What is that? A fun pen?
What will happen? Who are the Marthas and what do they control? What else can you watch on Amazon Prime?
Find out when we return to this, the world premiere of Men in Black 4!
Guys, if you know us, you know we love Earwolf Podcast. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a fully improvised comedy chat show set in a fantasy land, the magical land of food.
All you need to know is that Arnie Niekamp fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of food, where he hosts a podcast every week with a wizard and a talking badger.
It's like Cheers in Middle Earth or Always Sunny in Narnia.
It's truly great. We love it so much. I was a fan of it before this podcast even started, and they have some really, truly incredible guests. They got your Paul F. Tompkins.
As a fancy little fawn.
They got Sean and Hayes from Hollywood Handbook.
As mole warriors.
They have Tawny Newsome.
As an angry teenage elf.
They have Zach and Jess from Off Book as
wizards in training?
Yes, it is me, Shnanessa.
And me, Snake and Freshgrave of the Freshgrave
Twins. We are wizards in training at the school.
Come hang out with us in our attempt to really live a Harry Potter lifestyle 24/7 in our episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern. You can start at the beginning to follow the whole story or just jump into any episode that sounds appealing.
That's Hello from the Magic Tavern every Monday on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen and see what house you're in. We're House of
Dingle
Dong.
Dark Magics!
Welcome back. You are in a simulation.
Or are you?
Find out.
Maybe we're all in a little marble around a cat's neck. We'll never know and you'll never tell. Except that we're all gonna find out right now in the second half of
Men in Black 4.
That was a close one, Martha.
Well, we've wiped Jeff Bezos' mind, so what do we tell him when he wakes up?
I think we should tell him that he only runs a TV company. I love getting things delivered, but I love that Prime content.
I just want him to focus up on making good things.
But honestly, this was too close of a call. You know, the Marthas are sworn. We're sworn to protect the original simulation. He had too much awareness.
Well, I guess we should get back to base and file our report.
Okay.
Good morning! Does someone have an electrolyte packet for me?
Oh, he woke up so much. He woke up so much faster than I thought he would.
Can I mix in a glass of milk? I'm parched, but also hungry.
Right away. Here you go.
Hello, Marthas. Hello, Marthas.
Why don't you take a nap?
Oh, go back to sleep?
Uh-huh.
I feel so rested, but I could always sleep.
Now, we don't usually try doing it twice in such quick succession, but...
We have to get back to base to file this report.
Oh, no, he's waking up again.
Hi,
boss!
Hi, Marthas. Does anyone have an electrolyte packet for me?
Oh, you just ate one and you loved it.
Yep.
And then you said you needed to go run on the treadmill.
That's right. Gotta keep the LBs down.
Here you go. Here's your one binder of things to do today is run your media-only company. And here's another thing about how we're all in a simulation. Crap, I messed it up.
Oh, zero. Wait.
I don't know what that last part slipped.
We don't even have a binder that says, so you're in a simulation.
I just panicked. There's nothing
in
that binder.
Did you make that?
No, it's empty. I just panicked.
Martha.
Good morning. Does anyone have any cheese nips for me?
Oh, no.
That's what I eat for breakfast. Cheese nips and Coca-Cola.
We've ripped up Jeff Bezos.
Oh, no. We're turning him slowly into Steve Bezos.
Did you guys say Steve Bezos?
Your name is Jeff Bezos.
My name is Steve Jeff Bezos.
Martha,
we have to figure this out. When he gets up, he is Jeff Bezos. He eats electrolytes for breakfast and he runs a media-only company.
Good morning!
Hello, Steve! Okay, so quickly. Okay, I got it.
Let's just pause him in the simulation.
Okay.
All right, now let's go back to base.
Let's go back to base.
Welcome to base. What are you filing today?
We may or may not have wrecked Jeff Bezos, turned him into Steve Bezos, who only eats cheese nips and doesn't know he runs a company.
Sorry, agents Martha and Martha checking in.
Okay, wait, slow down here. I gotta get a pen. Gotta get a piece of paper.
Really? What happened to the system? Is it down?
Yeah, somebody messed it up. Somebody gummed up the works. You guys know anything about that?
No. I'm sure it's not us.
It wouldn't be, I don't think.
Oh, good to know, because whoever it is gonna get thrown in a lake of fire.
Oh. You guys ever been in that lake of fire?
I kind of liked it at first because there's like monkeys hanging around.
It's hot, but not in a good... Yeah, at first it's like...
It's okay in the winter.
It's all right, but in the summer, it's a real bummer.
It's too hot.
All right, so I need to write this down slowly in an analog fashion.
I mean, you don't need to write it down slowly for me. If you like, I mean, you could. But you
Martha, are you okay?
Look, I'm fine. I'm having struggles because I don't remember how to write.
Marthas need to stick together.
We've been a digital company for so long.
I mean, listen. Everybody here
is a Martha.
Is a Martha.
I'm clearly a Martha.
We're all Marthas.
You know, I'm actually surprised that Jeff Bezos didn't think, why have all of my assistants for 10 years been a set of Marthas?
He's a creative thinker. He probably just didn't think about it too hard.
You know, every like high-ranking person in the world gets a Martha assigned to them to make sure that they don't mess up the simulation or realize that they're in a simulation. But it kind of hurts my feelings that they don't question more.
He doesn't see us as individuals.
What makes a Martha? And why aren't Marthas remarkable? What makes a Martha? And why aren't Marthas remarkable?
I tell you, our Martha souls are full, and someday we'll be
remarkable.
If you pluck me, do I not bleed? Oh, that's right, I don't, 'cause I don't have blood, but I still have wants and needs. We were Martians, but we're not, we're Marthas.
What makes a Martha?
What makes a Martha? Remarkable.
What makes a Martha?
What makes a Martha?
Remarkable. All right. I don't need to write it down. I hear what you're saying. You messed up the boss, and now we're in charge.
Well, we just messed up Jeff Bezos.
Well, he's the big boss. There's no one above the Bez.
Wait. What?
He runs this company?
I thought we ran him in our simulation of Amazon. Are you saying that we
simulating? She thought we messed up Steve Bezos.
Oh, you guys were very confusing. You said so many different names. So you just messed up Jeff.
Jeff.
Oh, in our simulation, guy. Yeah.
Sure. But
not the real boss of everything that we do.
Steve Bezos. Oh, thank God. No one can mess him up.
No, because as we all know.
Did someone say my name?
Coward.
Yes, cower before me, Steve Bezos.
Hi, Steve. Your brother's fine.
Then why is the system down?
We're not really sure.
I had to write something down very slowly, and I wanted to do it in the system and fast, but I couldn't because it was down.
Hey, Steve. Mm-hmm. I obviously know it. Because I'm a Martha, one of your many Marthas in your dominion. But, like, can you explain what you are?
And can you explain the tree that extends down from you?
Of course!
Just a little origin story.
Of course!
Sorry.
Thanks.
First, there was nothing! A world full of naught! And then there was a spark! And ooh, that spark, what it wrought? It wrought a life force, eternal and supreme! And it was named Steve Bezos! And then the spark, it grew! And now it is part of a tree! Part me and all of you, for I am everything! My roots, they extend all through the system of the world and to the end of time! I am Steve, I am part tree, I am the beginning and the end of all things! I'm Steve Bezos and I am the Alpha and Omega! And some call me God, and some call me Steve, and some think I'm a man, and they think I'm a tree.
Okay, I think we get it. Yeah, I got it. There was a lot about being a tree, but honestly, it was good to hear.
It's a big part of me that I'm part of tree, and my roots extend through all of the world, and I built a system.
Yeah, we got that part.
And if you're Steve Bezos, and you're God, you're the Alpha, the Omega,
Some call me God.
Yeah, we got it.
Some call me tree.
Sure. Does anyone just call you Steve?
Steve.
Yes. Good, close friends.
Sometimes we do if it's like a work happy hour.
Sure.
I've been brave enough to call him Steve.
Yeah.
So you made a legion of Marthas
to exact your goals into multiple levels of simulation, but Jeff Bezos is your brother? How can you have a brother if you don't have a mother other than the void of the universe?
No, he's not my brother. I just named, you know, how like... You know,
like, it's like play cousins. Like how you grow up with a kid down the street. It's a play cousin.
When you are creating all things, you're gonna double up on names every once in a while.
Sure.
I was like, yeah, I'll make him a Bezos just to kind of see what would happen if I gave someone else godlike tendencies, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I should have known that he would go and make another simulation inside.
Well, and it's weird that he made a simulation with, like, one of, like, an arch rival figure
and
for him.
And he named him Elon Bezos?
He said Elon Musk.
Oh, he's better at naming things than I am.
Is that crazy for one of your creations to like outdo you at something?
How so?
Well, you just said he named something better than you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I named a lot of things. I named you.
But you named us all Martha.
I'm very good at naming.
I feel like you have two names, Bezos and Martha.
What are you talking about? There's my best friend, Martha Bezos. And my other best friend, Bezos Martha.
What about your iguana?
Martha?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
Well, hold on, though.
Okay.
Hold on. I have a dog named Bezmarth.
That's actually kind of...
And a cat named...
Marthes.
How did you know?
Because I've met your cat. Do you not even remember that I house at it? Can you tell the Marthas apart?
Do we all run together for you? We're individuals.
Honestly, you're unremarkable to me.
Oh. No, our greatest fear... Not even...
Listen, the system is down, and not in a cool...
Our own God doesn't even like us.
What? No, I love you all very much.
But you said we're unremarkable.
You can be unremarkable and loved. You don't have to be remarkable to be loved. If everyone had to be, like, super flashy, cool, and remarkable to be loved, there would be, like, 6 people in existence who would be loved. Because really, like, in the aggregate game of all the people on the planet, like... Everyone is, you know, everyone is, I guess, remarkable in some way, which makes everyone unremarkable to me, creator of all space and time. But, like, to each other, like, why you gotta worry so much? Just kind of live your best life and don't worry about what other people think of you.
And that's why he's Steve Bezos and we're a bunch of Marthas.
Now fix the system! Because it is broken and I had to write things down slowly! I can feel it in my roots all throughout the simulations, within simulations, within simulations.
Okay, let's run back and see if we can reboot Jeff and the system, and then he'll reboot Elon, and then Elon will reboot the hot spring people.
Okay, so step one is we're going to reboot everything here.
Wait, I have an idea.
Martha?
What if we did the greatest reboot of all, and we rebooted this whole story, but now it stars The Rock?
I love The Rock.
When you say this whole story, what do you mean?
I just mean...
Like I have to recreate existence, but now I'm The Rock?
Yeah. Just unplug it and plug it back in.
Well, I've never done that before.
It's okay. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of a reboot. I know it's hard to handle. Don't be afraid of a reboot. Sometimes you have a story and you hold it in your heart, and you get really mad at reboots 'cause you think they will tear it apart. And it is full of nostalgia 'cause you saw it in your childhood. But don't be afraid of a reboot. Sometimes a reboot can be good.
Ghostbusters too was good. Not too, I guess specifically the reboot of Ghostbusters was good.
Yeah, you were saying T-O-O, I think, and it was true. A reboot is not a personal attack on you.
Find new
afraid.
Don't be afraid of a reboot.
'Cause now there can be black people in this. It's a reboot.
Reboot. Okay. I'm going to reboot all of existence.
Yay.
Yay. Can I come back just like 5 pounds thinner?
What? No, everyone is
Can
going
I
to-
come back with like, I deal with dairy just a little bit better? And I like don't want to be like perfect at it because I think it helps me like
it keeps
not
my skin clearer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
like
I was going to make you all Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Is that,
oh,
is
yeah!
that
not a good thing? No, that's yeah, good.
I really love this hot spring.
Whoa, this place feels great.
Hey, can you give me that back scrubber?
Hey.
Actually, no. Can you use your strong and calloused hand on my back?
I've been moisturizing them lately.
Wait,
but
guys.
There's still plenty. Yeah.
The alarm's going off. It's time for cod.
Oh, that's right.
Shit.
Gotta eat cod every hour and a half to eat the insane amount of calories we ingest every day.
Love protein. Love it.
Cod,
love it.
White rice, broccoli,
We're out here just filling, crushing. Every day we're hustling, bringing good things to you, the people we love.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, guys.
What's up?
I appreciate you so much. You do so much for me. You're part of my Ohana.
You guys are family.
I bought you both these trucks.
Whoa.
I bought you these trucks.
That's so crazy. Because.
Yeah. Wait.
What did you do?
We bought you a truck.
Are you serious?
Well, we each bought you a truck. So you get two trucks.
So you get two trucks. Now I have two. And you also have two.
And I also have two.
That's so beautiful. You know what? Like, should we expand our tattoos today?
Absolutely. Yeah. I want this tribal band to go all the way around so that it connects to your tribal band so that we're physically connected by our tattoos somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to tattoo me to you.
Like a rope.
I want to
tattoo you.
Me to you.
How does that work?
I think it's like ink that's also fibrous, so it literally ties our arms together.
Do you guys realize that after we filmed that awesome movie? San Andreas.
Yeah, we were in that one.
Ever since we filmed San Andreas, no one has died.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. It was to the point where when we made Skyscraper and people died in the movie, the audience was like, unrealistic.
Yeah, it was like super weird. When we made that movie, The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ending was, everyone was alive the whole time.
That kid doesn't see ghosts. Well, me as the little kid doesn't see ghosts because they don't exist.
Yeah, right. But the original draft of that, someone was dead at the end and they were like, nope.
Right.
Don't buy it.
Yeah.
And remember when we shot, when we were the lead character in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, you go, girl, tell your stories.
Yeah. Go be a Jewish couple is exploring themes of like family.
Right.
And also like what it means to be a woman in comedy. Go rock and tell that story.
Yeah. I guess there wouldn't have been any deaths in that anyway, but still it was weird that there couldn't be, right?
Yeah.
It was just like, I know when Amy Sherman Palladino Rock was coming off of like Gilmore Rocks. Everyone was like,
oh, yeah.
What's she gonna do
next?
And when we made that cartoon that we voiced, Big Roxham.
Thank you. I do appreciate
with
that.
With voice acting skills of Jessica The Rock McKenna.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
And remember when we did Man in the Rock Castle? And we were just the man, the rock, and also the castle.
Yeah.
That was a great three-hander that we did together.
I thought it was pretty great. Basically, two things. Our careers are going great, and death has stopped?
Hey, that sounds like we're no longer in hot water.
I mean, let's go through our IMDb. That is a thing that would be fun to me. And by IMDb, I mean internet movie. Dwayne Bass!
Oh, did you like it when we were in Citizen Dwayne?
I sure did, even more than I liked our musical singing in the Dwayne!
Hey, my favorite was when we were in Look Who's Rocking To! We played a baby and Tom Selleck and who was raising who?
Lord of the Rocks,
or the
sequel. Oh my god, my brain just exploded.
That's okay, we've done so much.
Two Dwaynes.
But for me, my favorite one that we did for me, my
You know, The Rocket, it's normally a little book, but then they made three movies out of it. Prequel to Lord of the Dwayne.
IMDb.
Internet movie Dwayne Bays. IMDb. Internet movie Dwayne Bays.
You make everything you watch in front of your face.
Can I have a hot milk with some cinnamon? I'm very tired. I just woke up and I want to go back to sleep.
Jeff Rock, yes? Can you just go back to sleep really quick?
Mahalo.
Okay, great. Rock?
Yes, Rock?
I think we skipped rebooting Elon.
We definitely did. It's okay, though.
Rocks?
We just wake up Jeff Rock and then make him check on his simulation and it should still
good
be there.
Good idea. Wake up, Jeff Rock.
Hello, are there any Twizzlers?
There sure are. Here they are.
Hey, oh, I ordered one package, but I accidentally got a pallet.
Boy, it happens to the best
of us. That sometimes happens when you're using Amazon.Rock.
Jeff Rock, you make so many good things, but would you like to take a little peep at your Elon Rock simulation? It seems to be going off the fritz.
Peep, peep, call me Little Bo Peep. Let's see it.
Mr. Elon Rock.
Yes.
I was just wondering, like, how are you feeling today? Because
hungry for cod.
We're always hungry for cod.
Yes, hungry for cod.
Hungry for cod. Ding, you know, ding, time to eat.
You know, Dwayne James.
Yes.
When I started this company, when I started my
space
first
rocks.
No, it's not space. Not space rocks.
Oh, sorry.
When I started my first company,
Dwayne's.
Yes, when I started Dwayne'sla, my first company. Yes, let me finish.
I'm so sorry.
Dwayne's.
I get worried with quiet silences.
Yes, I understand. Quiet silences are hard. Much like that movie, Silence of the Dwayne's, that everyone has seen and loves very much.
You know,
or
that,
A Quiet Rock. Yes, is also a very good horror movie.
Love how in A Quiet Rock you just drop us into the world. You know, it just, I really love that there's not a lot of hand-holding in that storytelling.
You just kind of are expected to figure it out as you go along. It's like, okay, there's scary things in there. Why don't they live by the waterfall? Doesn't matter about. Listen,
Why don't you ask
Dwayne's,
the director, John Krasroxy?
We're not on speaking terms with him anymore.
Hey, call for me?
And by not on speaking terms, I mean I invited him over for lunch.
John.
Yeah,
we love you. Obviously,
so
we
much.
Loved you.
Thank
we
you.
Fell in love with you as Jim on the Rock Fist.
Yeah,
and
I love the Rock Fist. Yeah. Michael Rock, the boss of that off that Rock Fist.
It was great. It was great.
Pam
Johnson.
Also, Pam.
Yeah, did you guys summon me for something? Or?
No, listen. We're really excited about your new Amazon.Rock series.
Oh, thank you so much.
Where you're going to be an action star. But we had a question in A Quiet Rock. Why don't they just live by the waterfall?
Oh, great question. Basically because then the house would be all wet.
Good point.
Okay, bye.
Good point.
See you
for lunch in an hour. I invited him over, but I invited him over and he showed up an hour early.
That's too early.
There's
polite.
Within 10 minutes, I'm like, okay. And if it's even then, sometimes depending on, like if it's a barbecue that's going for 5 hours,
don't be on time.
Let the party get rolling a little bit.
That reminds me, sir. It's just like, I could see because you've put on like your red receipts, I could see that you saw my text about my barbecue and you didn't respond or come.
Honestly, Dwayne's, I didn't want to go.
I mean,
I find social interaction with you stressful.
Okay, well, I guess I thought maybe you would see me in a different light and maybe it would make you realize that I'm not always like that.
No, you know what? You're
like,
right.
Like, you've never seen me in shorts.
You're right.
Maybe I'm really different.
I mean, you've got great legs and great big arms
not
with tribal tattoos on. But I mean, we all have great big legs. And
I
great
know.
Big.
We don't skip leg day.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is not appropriate for me to comment on. I guess it felt appropriate because every single person in this
bodies.
Universe looks identical.
I know.
But yeah, you're for sure right. That was an assumption on my part. And I
No,
I apologize.
You're right. We have the same legs. Life is a mirror.
Anyway, what's wrong with the simulation?
Well, nothing really. They're having a great time just talking about themselves.
Oh, good.
Ours is fine.
Shoot. Okay, it seemed good then.
Oh, good job, Jeff.
Thank you. Good job, Dwayne. Do I need to do any? I have a binder full of content I need to manage, right?
That's all you do.
Okay, I'm going to go over here and green light a show about a white guy who's not sure if he should date someone.
Good, a voice we never hear from in this universe.
I just want to bring new life to the screen. I want to make space for unheard voices. That's my dream as Jeff Bezos.
I'm really sick of, like, the straight white guy being just, like, a token part.
Yeah, in our rockverse, it's kind of hard to, you know, have differing perspectives, and I think it's important that we hear from everybody. I spilled spaghetti sauce in my pants earlier, and I don't know if anyone noticed.
Phew. We gotta get back to report. Everything's going great.
Everything's great.
We should still just be able to report.
Yeah, let's go back and see the original creator.
Hey, you Dwaynes are here to see Steve?
We sure are, Dwayne.
Okay, Steve Johnson.
Steve the Rock Johnson.
Steve the Rock Johnson is...
Did someone call me Steve curious. The Rock Johnson?
Yes, Steve. They have a report for you, What is it concerning?
Well, basically, you did it, sir. You're right. Everything is better when everything's the Rock and everyone isn't remarkable, and in that way, everything's remarkable.
I don't know. I feel like... Can I be honest with you?
Please.
I love the Rock, and it's honestly hard for me to even say this.
I think, like, imagining a god with vulnerability is, like, really empowering.
Okay, good. Well, it's about to happen.
It's like a god with imposter syndrome or something. It's
like, very compelling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
What if God was... What? Sorry. No. I'm just coming off of my Dwayne's.
No, it's
just,
for sure.
I just like, what if God was one of us?
What if? That would be crazy.
Go
just
for
like
it,
a
Steve.
Stranger on the...
No,
I got nervous about that.
No, not at all. I mean, honestly, like, what you just said makes me think that there's... What if Rock was all of us? 'Cause now the Rock is all of us.
Yeah.
And we're all also the Rock.
Trying to make a new movie.
And since the Rock is all of us, literally every single one of us, it's made me think, is the Rock now not special too? Since we're all the Rock, is that the world that we desire? I guess I'm asking, should the Rock be all of us? Should the Rock be all of us? Instead of strangers on a bus, just trying to make our way home.
All of us. Yes, the Rock is all of us.
And since you know this journey is infinite and can never stop, I'll tell you a secret of creation. We're all on a necklace of a cat, and that cat is also the Rock.
Yes, the Rock.
for that truth. But Steve, I think it's time for another
Men in Black 4 in theaters soon.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to our leaked copy of Men in Black 4.
Normally we improvise a musical. Today we just read a script. We'll be back right after this.
Would you like to... Oh my, you're so scared.
I'm so sorry. I got so scared.
What's going on?
Well, I'm just like checking out this new great podcast from Matt Gourley, you know, from Super Ego, and I Was There Too podcast. Also, I was on this show, and he's like super nice and talented.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Russ from Netflix's Love.
Yeah.
And they have a new podcast where they watch all 12 films in the Friday the 13th horror franchise.
Wait, are you talking about In Voorhees We Trust with Gourley and Russ?
I'm so scared!
But that show is out now on Stitcher Premium, and they have a Labor Day sale going on now through September 7th with 30% off your purchase.
Well, I do like savings. Those are less scary.
Those are savings that people are dying to get. Dying for to get.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/Voorhees. That's VOORHEES. And use promo code LABOR for 30% off
Stitcher Premium.
Everyone knows Friday the 13th is very ghost-filled.
Full of ghosts.
Oh, guys,
this is so fun.
Come on. Always such a pleasure
to have you.
Guys, you're welcome, Universe, for giving a platform for Tawny to be Jeff Bezos, everyone's favorite character.
Yeah.
Why is he like that?
I don't know.
We need a spinoff. We need a spinoff.
Thank you. I'll work on it.
Jeff Bezos eating cheese nips. It occurred to us that since we just read this movie script that maybe we should do a song inspired by the great jam Men in Black.
Yeah, which is very much just like, you know, the rap that comes after Men in Black where Will Smith just kind of talks about things that were in the movie.
Who sang the hook of that? Was that Maya?
I think.
I'm thinking of from.
This is information that has never been in my brain.
Yeah.
So.
They're called the Men in Black.
The Galaxy Defenders. The MIB.
I don't know why I want to know that.
Guys, Wild Wild West, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wild Wild West.
Jim West. Desperado.
Just the two of us.
Did he do this song for Wild Wild West 2?
I didn't know there was a Wild Wild West 2.
Are you saying T-O-O?
Is there not a second Wild Wild West?
No.
What am I thinking?
You're in a simulation.
Look who's talking to.
Are we sure that the HBO series...
Westworld
is not Wild Wild West.
Ooh.
2.
Westworld season 2 might be Wild Wild West 2.
Which of the characters is Will Smith back in time? This is not probably a conversation we have time to go down the road. Do we know who sang this hook? And if not,
I don't know why I wanted to know that. I'm just wasting time.
All I got is Coco backing vocals.
Yeah,
but,
I think Coco did it.
Coco,
but that doesn't.
I vaguely remember her.
Okay,
the Pixar movie Coco did the backing vocals.
Remember,
it felt
me.
Like more of a Moana joint.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
We're gonna leap and find the net. Just like, hey, could you do this segment at the end?
I fucked you up. I took you off course.
Not even a little bit.
There's no such thing as course.
We're all just gonna do like a Men in Black style rap about Men in Black 4, and we'll just kind of see where it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into it. Men in Black.
No swear words.
Yeah, this that clean rap music. Men in Black 4, everyone is The Rock. Dwayne Johnson from the bottom up straight to the top. Everybody here got all those tribal tattoos. They gotta save the universe, saving me and you. Got the Flash thing, it's still about technology. Simulations everywhere, blows your mind. Everyone's like, am I a hologram? No.
M-I-B 4, Martha's what we got in store. We got M-I-B 4, Martha's what we got in store. Jeff Bezos.
When I say everything. Oh, there's monkeys in the hot spring. Monkeys in the hot spring.
Jeff Bezos eating cheese nips. He's having that food straight from the top. You know he's got that
we can't remember how many times we blew and stopped. We said Amazon, now your brain is gone. Elon Musk, big old Tusk.
Wanna say everything? This monkey's in the hot springs.
Monkeys, we forgot about them. We should have gone back and zoomed in. Those monkey friends, they probably have great voices and a cool ass song. Oops, bleep that word out, because you can't say ASS in a rap. That's not a cool thing, and you can't say crab. You say poo, or you say doo-doo. Will Smith is for children.
Hey, yo, we was in the water. Anyone notice? No one had a daughter. No one had a son or any family. Honestly, that was kinda hard for me. I'm a family man, you see? My children, my wife, everyone's for me. Everyone has a famous life. I'm The Rock, what's your stripe?
My name's Jada and I'm here too, rapping on a track, what I like to do.
My children, they give wild interviews. Don't ask them a question unless you want the news.
Yo man, if you be hating, don't talk to Willow and Jaden. You know we wear clothes, don't care. And every single day we whip the hair.
Oh, real talk.
Hello, hello, Emmett the cat, and it's Willow, Willow, not the movie Willow, the person Willow. Do you know me? Me, you do not know.
Actually, I do. And real talk, your new album is very good. It's kind of neo-soul. It got a little indie. I don't know who your producer is, but I want to win the award for finding out who it is, because it was so good. It took my breath. I listened to it on a road trip, and it was so good. It made my head spin. So everyone check out Willow Smith's new album. I am her PR person. It's great.
Monkeys in the hot spring.
I wanna say everything. I wanna say everything.
Monkeys in a hot spring. Monkeys in a hot spring.
Oh yeah, here we got to shout 'em. Check out Willow's new album.
It's so good, it's all I know about. I just wanna tell you, wanna scream and shout. It's good, it's not what you think. She moved on from whipping her hair, don't you think? She's talking about grown woman issues. She's got a soft voice, it's so good.
Yeah, Willow, you made that song when you were like 9. We're gonna see how you can grow and evolve. We're gonna watch you over time. And we're not putting you in a little box. So no, we wanna unlock you like The Rock. You have potential. It is essential for us to be open to Willow. What will Willow do?
What will Willow do?
What will Willow do?
We got monkeys in a hot spring.
What will Willow do?
What will Willow do?
What will Willow do?
We got monkeys in a hot spring.
The production is very good on that album.
Tawny Newsome!
Give it up one time for Willow!
Willow Smith, everyone check out her album. I get no money for it, but some reason I'm invested.
Watch The Karate Kid reboot. It's good. It's about kung fu, not karate. Hey, you know what everyone should be listening to?
Everything Tawny Does.
Everything Tawny Does. Specifically,
what?
The show, which is called...
Oh, The Supergroup.
Yeah.
Guys, it's funny. If you like this show, where they do something very fast, and you want to hear it done slower...
You want to hear it done purposefully and with thought.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
So you guys come up with amazing songs on the spot. We take a full 7 days. And then we record it, and it's been my most favorite project ever. I want to make more of them, so we just need you guys to listen and love it and shout at Stitcher and tell them to...
Yes.
Have us make more.
Get on Stitcher Premium. Yeah. Get that.
Listen to the songwriting process with people you'll love listening to, and then hear a rad song at the end. Yes, please.
For sure. Well, I believe this episode comes out before our next live show.
Okay. Yeah, y'all, you gotta come see us in Portland. If you're going to Bumbershoot, we'll see you in Seattle. If you wanna go to that festival, come see us there. And then we have LA September 7th at Dynasty Typewriter. Those are our most recent dates. Guys, we want to see your face with our face.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Devin. Thank you, Isaac. You'll still never know what they did.
Never.
Tawny, anything else you want the people to know?
Guys, oh, there's some Yo, Is This Racist live shows. We've got a show at Chicago Podfest on November 29th. That's kind of in a while from now. London Podfest. I'll be there with Spontanea Nation on the 15th. And I think we're doing a Yo, Is This Racist show on the 16th. So check my website,
ConnieNewsom.com/tour for info, or check Yo, Is This Racist on all the socials. That's all, you guys.
Heck yeah. Yes.
Thank you for letting me be here.
We love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if The Rock is one of us,
then we all just have to trust.
Bye!